This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ray, your reaction to Adam Schefter's report on the Steelers and Jonnu Smith.
I know, guys, it's not coming from the team. I think it's probably a situation where Jonnu Smith has played for Arthur Smith before, and I think his agent is probably trying to use this as leverage. So that's my take on it right now. I never say never. Listen, I mean, the Steelers have collected Arthur Smith's favorite players for the last year or so. Based on the way it went last year, you can make an argument maybe they better not do that again, but I don't think there's much to it right now.
The only thing that Pony brought up that made me arch an eyebrow here, and you know what, Pony, maybe you could answer this too while Ray does. So Jonnu Smith's rep by Drew Rosenhaus, his agency, and presumably by Rosenhaus himself. How tight are he and Schefter?
I mean, I would guess pretty good. He's like one of the biggest agents in the NFL.
So Ray, the reason I bring that up is because Pony pointed out that usually Schefter does not track in, hey, keep an eye on this, it's a developing story. Usually he just breaks the news when it happens. So I guess this feels like it would be a step out of the usual for him to kind of be helping out Drew Rosenhaus with what amount, like directly helping with like a leverage situation, a contract renegotiation.
Well, you are right about that. I mean, the way that tweet was worded, it was almost like, there was nothing imminent about it, right? It was just like, hey, there's trade talks going on, and that's about that. And Schefter, you're right, usually doesn't do that. So I didn't know Drew was his agent, but, there's some give and take there with Schefter and those guys who break the national news. So I think that's probably trending as a favor from Schefter to Rosenhaus there.
Ray, then we had Jordan Schultz talk about something way more general and generic, that the Steelers are having preliminary conversations about adding another playmaker. Do you think that that's really a front burner issue for this team, that they're really in red hot pursuit of another wide receiver, or I guess in this case, tight end?
I wouldn't say red hot, because I don't think anything has to happen until training camp, to be honest with you. I mean, first of all, they got to get their quarterback in place. They have to know who that is. And I think you make that move for a receiver or a playmaker after that. And I think I told you guys last week, it's not unusual at all for them to add guys in late June, early July, after mini camp, even right before training camp. So, with a veteran like Aaron Rodgers, I think it's possible for him to get on the same page with, the guys who were in the South Side now, whenever he arrives, and with whomever they decide to sign or trade for say 2, 3, 4 weeks from now, too.
Ray, from current Steelers events to one concerning a former Steeler, an all-time great Steeler, but a guy without his number retired. I'm paraphrasing here. Jerry Dulac asked about the possibility of Terry Bradshaw's number being retired by the team. He said, not going to happen anytime soon. Why do you think that is? Like, what do you think is really at work here where the team is not retiring his number?
I don't think it's anything against Terry. I mean, how long did it take for them to retire Franco Harris's number? You know, I think there's only a few, right? It's Joe Green.
Ernie Stautner.
Ernie Stautner, and it's Franco, correct?
Yep, that's it.
So you can make an argument that Terry is next. You can make an argument, and this would be my personal opinion, just because he was my favorite player when I was a kid. I would do Jack Lambert next, but that's just me. I think Lambert, Bradshaw, you know, those would be the two next logical choices to have their number retired, and I couldn't sit here and tell you that Terry deserves it before Jack does. That's just my personal opinion, but I honestly don't think it has to do with any kind of strained relationship with the team or certainly anything he said in this past couple of days.
Ray, in your opinion, what was the biggest story from the first week of OTAs?
I mean, it's the quarterback situation. The players don't know what to say. I mean, they're trying to tiptoe around the subject. They're all just waiting for that to happen. So I think, you know, until that happens, they're not going to be able to, you know, speak with any real clarity on the subject. I think it's kind of an awkward situation for all of those guys to answer those questions. I was in a lot of scrums on the first day on Tuesday, and you know, guys are trying to be diplomatic, saying I'll roll with the guys who are here, and I like Mason. You know, we can win with Mason, but they also know that this Aaron Rodgers thing seems inevitable. So, you know, I think it's an awkward time for them. And honestly, guys, until that goes away, that's going to be the number one storyline surrounding this football team.
How grating do you think those guys find the situation?
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, I think they're like at a 6 or 7. They don't enjoy it. I'm sure privately a lot of those guys are wondering why they're in the situation. You know, I think they're respectful of Rodgers, but, you know, they're probably like you and me. They see Rodgers going on podcasts and talking for 3 hours to Joe Rogan, and, you know, he's at concerts. I mean, there's a little bit of a different situation there. You know, you got to be respectful of what he's going through, but then you look and see, and he's out there too. It's not like he's disappeared from the public eye. So we see that, and I'm sure the players see it as well.
So, Ray, why isn't any of maybe, I don't want to say frustration, but the player feelings about it, why isn't it coming back towards Tomlin a little bit for those guys? Because he is clearly the one in this organization who wants Rodgers. Like, I know Mike has always gotten high approval ratings from his players, but these guys aren't dumb. If they're putting two and two together, they know that they can look to the head coach as the reason why they're being asked all these questions.
Maybe they're just putting their trust in Mike, and they think Mike is going to be able to get it done in the end, but that doesn't make it any more you know, tasteful for them to go through this for the last 2.5 months. I mean, look at the calendar, guys. We're almost to June 1st. This has been going on, I don't know the exact date, but the new league year started second week of March, and I think it wasn't more than 4 days later we were talking about Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, we're now into the third month of this, and you know, I think the players, like I said, are sick of talking about it, and they just want a resolution to it.
Ray, from what you are able to comment on from the parts of practice that are able to be filmed and discussed by people like you who are at these football and short events, which quarterback looked better throwing against air, Will Howard or Mason Rudolph?
They all look good throwing against air. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say it's one or the other in May. I think, you know, Tomlin and even the players will tell you this, none of this stuff really counts until training camp. But I think both those guys look good. Will Howard looked good today, and I think Mason has looked really solid for the first week as well.
Ray, to whatever extent you're able to answer this based on what you're allowed to talk about, how has Broderick Jones, because you know me, I'm heavily invested in this. My take equity, my take integrity is very heavily invested in him being great at left tackle. How much more fluid on a scale of 1 to 10 has he looked moving as a left rather than a right tackle? Please say that it's a 10 on a 1 to 10 scale. I'm begging you.
well, he did lose 20 pounds, so I don't know what that says for what he did in his first 2 years in the NFL. Listen, I get it. He came into the league young. He didn't know how to be a professional, so it is what it is. So, yeah, you dropped 20 pounds. You're going back to your natural position. You should look more comfortable over there, but it's going to take time. He is not a finished product, guys. I just looked this up. He just turned 24, I think 10 days ago. Troy Fa'atanu came into the league last year. He was a draft pick. He was already 24 years old. So, you know, we want it right now with Broderick. And don't get me wrong, this is an extremely important year for him. They have to decide this year if they're going to pick up that rookie option. So in some ways it's a little bit unfair to Broderick, but it is what it is. But to answer your question and to be diplomatic somewhat, he is not a finished product.
Who is the rookie who caught your eye the most in 3 days of practice?
Probably Caleb Johnson, just because he has his hands on the ball more. And, you know, what limited things we were able to see with 11-on-11. And they don't do a lot of 11-on-11 in OTAs. It's really, really, you know, 75% individual periods, and then we'll come together for a little bit. But I've said this before. Johnson looks the part. I think he's going to be a really good player. And I'm excited to see what that guy can do in training camp. So that's probably the one draft pick who stood out the most here during the first week.
Ray Fittipaldo, check him out in the Post-Gazette, Steelers insider. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.